Mundell also sought another term on the ACC in the 2016 election, along with fellow Democrat Tom Chabon. It was a vote where Arizona Public Service Company's parent company said it spent $4.2 million to help Republican candidates. Mundell says a poll 2 weeks before the vote showed the two Democrats were leading the race.
Then APS spent millions of dollars to beat Tom Chabon and me. They were doing daily polling on the race, and they spent those millions to beat us. They didn't want me back there because when I was on the commission, I had the backbone to stand up to them. I didn't rubber stamp every rate increase that was put in front of me. Commissioners are like judges. You're supposed to hear all the evidence before you make a decision, and that's what I did for the 9 years that I was on the commission.
In the press releases, they have said they're not going to do this anymore. From the point of view of a candidate, is that really the case?
They said they wouldn't contribute money, donate money, or get involved with dark money campaigns, and that's what they did in 2016. There's a new CEO at APS. He's pledged not to get involved in commission races. I can tell you they're still involved in all sorts of legislative races and races for mayor and city council and board of supervisors throughout the state. So they're still involved politically. It's still early. Remember, in the 16 election, they didn't start spending the money until the last week of October.
So still to be determined, I guess you could say, in an overall sense, as far as APS is concerned.
That's a good way to describe it. You know, still to be determined. The CEO said he's not going to do it, and the proof will be in the pudding.
Tell us why you believe that the voters should vote for you. What is your campaign platform?
I want to return to the commission to protect families, schools, churches, small businesses from nonstop, unjustified rate increases. Make Arizona the solar capital of the world, which will mean protecting the environment and also bringing in good paying jobs all across Arizona, and then stopping the dark money that has corrupted the commission and has led to those unjustified nonstop rate increases and the crushing of rooftop solar. The utilities spend millions to get their utility-friendly commissioners elected. Those very commissioners then turn around and vote for these rate increases. That's what I mean when I talk about the cycle of corruption.
There's been a lot of talk about the power that APS provides, where it originates from, getting clean power. Can you tell me your position on what sort of percentage are you hoping as a commissioner to be specifically noted as clean, and by what particular year?
Well, that's a great question, Kim. When I was on the commission, I co-authored the current renewable energy standard in 2006. They're called the REST rules, R-E-S-T, stands for Renewable Energy Standard Tariff. They required our utilities to get 15% of their electricity from renewable energy, whether it's solar, wind, geothermal, by 2025. It was a gradual ratcheting up. The reason I say you ask a great question is because you have to distinguish between renewable and what our people are calling clean, because clean includes Palo Verde, includes nuclear power. So if you include Palo Verde, then APS is already at 50%. When we passed the REST rules, we became a leader in rooftop solar because all of the incentives that I and my colleagues put in place that have been gutted or abolished by recent commissioners, we've fallen behind in rooftop solar installation. So we need to dramatically increase the percentage. I don't think there's a perfect amount. I just know we need to go forward and dramatically increase it.
Mundell is running with fellow Democrats Anna Tovar and Shay Stanfield against Republican-appointed incumbent Leah Marquez-Peterson, James O'Connor, and Eric Sloan for the three open seats on the commission. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.